Eddie Q is glad to have Reader in the mornings. He can reach for the tall stuff that Eddie can't.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Good morning, Reader.
Good morning, Eddie.
I was a little concerned coming up the elevator to work this morning.
No?
Made a sound I've never heard before while closing the door. I'm sure it's nothing big.
Okay.
But I do get paranoid about elevators here and there. I've always had a fear that one day I will get stuck in an elevator.
I've been there, done that.
Oh,
As we just heard in that song, been there, done that. Yeah, that's happened to me. My very first week
working
in this building, I got stuck in an elevator for about 45 minutes.
That's 45 minutes seems like a long time for an elevator. I'm sure people have been stuck in there for hours in an elevator, but I feel like anything more than 10 minutes, I would go crazy.
It's good that I wasn't, you know, particularly claustrophobic or anything as far as being in that elevator. And when the doors finally opened, what happened was the elevator car went about this far above the floor.
Oh, like about a foot.
Yeah. So it didn't stop at the right place and the doors wouldn't open.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
So, well, now I know I shouldn't be super scared if I get stuck in an elevator.
And you can always reach out and touch. They have the emergency phone in there that you can phone and say, hey, the elevator is stuck.
I've always wanted to use that button. I know I'm not allowed, but I'll actually get that opportunity if it happens.
You can tell Reader really loves The Simpsons. Every time he drives through Duff, he gets thirsty.
Oh, yeah.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
I believe Tegan talked about this last week. She wrote a blog about it. But there was apparently a distillery in Alberta that made 4-liter jugs of vodka.
Yeah, just basically milk jugs full of vodka.
For $50.
Mm-hmm.
That is just over $10 per liter. And unfortunately, as far as I know, it got discontinued.
Yeah.
I believe the cabinet minister was like, the price is very unresponsible.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, because somebody posted a photo about it on Twitter saying, like, Alberta rules. And, you know, a photo of that jug of vodka for a very affordable price. And it got viral. And that's what eventually led to the demise of this.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, people replying on the post said it was kind of comparable to rubbing alcohol, said it wasn't that great.
Well, I was going to say, like, how do they make a profit for selling it for that low? That is a lot of liquid for a lot less money. But yeah, unfortunately, it is now discontinued because of the virality. But honestly, we're adults. We got money. Let us spend it however we want. If we want to spend, just the face you're making.
On subpar vodka, I guess you go ahead.
When it comes to early mornings,
Fox FM's Eddie Q is not a fan. Fox FM.
The Airways for Health Radiothon, by the way, is coming up April 29th and 30th, but there are different ways that you can help out right now.
That's right, including stopping by McDonald's, because throughout the month of April, 10 cents from the sale of certain cold beverages, including cold brew, smoothies, iced coffee, and shakes, will all be going to the Airways for Health Radiothon in support of the Health Foundation.
Yeah, so all you have to do, stop by McDonald's, grab yourself one of those cold drinks. And that's it. You're helping out with the Fox FM Airways for Health Radiothon.
Just remember, it doesn't include pop.
Readers always dreamed of playing in the NBA.
Maybe the Raptors' secret weapon could be a short, middle-aged point guard from the prairies? Maybe, or maybe not.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Bon Jovi might never perform live again.
Yeah, he said if he can't be great, then he's done. Apparently, he's been having vocal issues for a couple of years now. I didn't realize this.
Yeah, so I believe he did have some vocal surgery or vocal cord surgery back in 2022. And he's saying that if he's unable to do live shows due to health reasons, then he won't be able to do it anymore. And he says it's fine with him.
Yeah. Actually. Apparently, when he had this surgery, one of his vocal cords was basically atrophying, just wasting away, like he was having issues with it. But he had this surgery, and he says, you know, he does vocal therapy every day. They just recorded a new album.
Yeah.
But he said he wants to perform for 2.5 hours a night, 4 nights a week. He knows how good he can be, but if he can't be that, you know, as he described, he said, I don't ever need to be the fat Elvis. That was the way he described it.
Yeah, well, and he mentioned as well, there's a difference between performing a live show and in the studio. Like, when you're recording something in the studio, you can take your time, but when you're doing a live show, you're doing it, again, 2 hours plus. You're screaming at the top of your lungs.
One take.
And you might be doing that for a couple of days in a row, depending on your tour, right? And it is sad because his album is coming out in June.
Yes.
And you want to perform all of those songs live, but if you're unable to, then that's, pretty tragic.
Yeah, that'll be Bon Jovi's 16th album forever, June 7th.
Yeah, June 7th. And by the way, he also has a 4-part docuseries coming out April 26th. It says it's coming out in Hulu in the U.S. and then Disney Plus in the U.K. So not too sure about Canada, but just keep your eyes out for those two dates.
Eddie Q is the type of guy to make bad jokes on the air, but will never say it in person.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Yesterday, I saw that you were talking about your air fryer.
I do love my air fryer.
Those things come in clutch.
Oh, it is pretty sweet. Especially when, like, say you're already using your oven and everything, and you want to make something else. Now you have that other option. You can fire some of that stuff into your air fryer.
Absolutely. It's quick. It's easy. I've used air fryers before. I don't have one, but I would love to have one.
Oh, they are nice. And like last night, I did chicken balls in mine. Oh, they're good. Something quick. You can fire together. I'm kicking back, watching Monday Night Raw, eating chicken balls. Life is good.
And, you know, nowadays, everybody has air fryers. So you're asking, what's your favorite thing to make in air fryers? And we got a couple of different people answering.
Yeah, Tom Provo said bacon. Chantel Roebuck said chicken wings and fries. Chicken wings in the air fryer are awesome.
Yeah, bacon is interesting. I've never thought of that.
Yeah.
Penny Sandercock said corn on the cob. Wings, fries, pork tenderloin, baked potatoes, vegetables, chickens, burgers, Reuben, and grilled cheese sandwiches.
Homemade pizza as well.
All in an air fryer. That's crazy to think about.
Yeah, Terry Holstein said pepperoni chips. I guess just slices of pepperoni. Janice Whitby said pork tenderloin, grilled cheese, and hash brown patties. I've never tried making a grilled cheese in the air fryer.
I can see that working.
I've watched videos, but I've never actually tried it.
I've seen people cook eggs in air fryers. You can do anything.
Oh, yeah.
There's lemon pepper salmon.
Yeah.
That's one
I've never tried is fish in my air fryer.
I can see that working as well.
But yeah, I have actually done a steak in it once. I was feeling experimental. It actually turned out really well.
Really?
One of the best steaks I've ever made.
Air fried steak.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was surprised, but it turned out really good.
I've made fried chicken on an air fryer.
That I haven't tried.
I made a little flour and spice mix.
Mm-hmm.
I coated it. Cooked it up, and honestly, it turned out fantastic.
Nice.
So, lots of things that you can do, which is why I want to get an air fryer.
They're versatile.
So bad.
Daft Punk. I'm up all night to get lucky. The Black Keys. Outkast. The White Stripes. Fox FM's Eddie Q and Reader are just like those famous duos, but without the musical talent.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
In case you missed the announcement last week, Billy Idol and Platinum Blonde are going to be playing at the SaskTel Center August 5th.
Yes, indeed. 40 years in the making. They're celebrating 40 years of Rebel Yell.
Oh, man.
And the cool thing is, they did this tour 40 years ago. Back in 84, and now they're going to do it again.
That's a pretty sweet thing. So if you saw them once back then you can see them a second time. And tickets are available right now, by the way.
Yes, you visit Ticketmaster.ca, and you can make sure you score your tickets to catch that show. I'm just thinking about, you know, Rebel Yell and all the hits throughout the 80s for Billy Idol, along with Platinum Blonde.
Yeah.
Crying and Nothing Really Matters, and oh my goodness.
That'd be super cool, man, to see live. So yeah, go to Ticketmaster.ca or Again, you can just go to the banner at foxfmonline.ca, click on the banner, and it'll give you a direct link there as well. As we are gearing up in spring, of course, tick season, something to be aware about. I know. I hate them. They scare me. But I found, Simon Fraser University had some new research that would help prevent tick bites using ants. So apparently, ticks avoid ants. And even when the ants leave the area, ticks will still avoid it because of the pheromones that the ants leave behind.
Really?
So people at Simon Fraser University, they synthetically recreated ant pheromones and tested it against ticks, and apparently it worked.
Really?
So I can see sometime down the future a perfume of ant pheromones that you spray on your legs or something.
Yeah.
To help with ticks.
Would it attract a lot of ants?
That would be my question. Would they think you're just some like giant 6-foot ant and be like, hey, what are you doing? The queen needs you, you know? Where are you going away from the nest? That's my thought, though. It's like, yeah, sure, ticks will avoid you, but what if you start getting like a million ants crawling on your legs?
I don't know. Maybe just take an ant farm on a picnic with you.
Oh,
and just set it there so you
That's
have it
a
ready.
Smart idea. I'm doing that next time I go hiking in the woods.
Eddie's a coffee connoisseur, while Reader doesn't touch the stuff.
More coffee for Eddie.
Fox FM.
The Loch Ness Monster tale is old, very old. And there's more things. They're asking NASA to help with the search.
Yes, apparently, coming up a little later this year, the Loch Ness Center over in Scotland is beginning another search for the famous or infamous legendary creature. It's to mark the 90th anniversary of Sir Edward Mountain's expedition.
Man, so since the first expedition in 1934, apparently there's been over 1,100 sightings on the official Loch Ness Monster Register. So they're reaching out to NASA, the Loch Ness Center, and hoping that they can somehow give them expert guidance to find the monster.
All I can think of is the people at NASA being on the phone with these folks and saying, I'm just going to write it up here on my invisible typewriter. La, la, la,
right?
La, 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 la.
It's like they're space guys, and now they're going to go underwater.
Because NASA has nothing better to do.
Absolutely not. Well, after NASA helps with the Loch Ness, maybe we can finally turn over and see if NASA can help us with finding the Turtle Lake Monster in Saskatchewan and see if we can find one of those monsters as well.
Some nights, Reader's too lazy to cook.
That's when toast, popcorn, or Fruit Loops become summer.
Fox FM.
We ended up getting a text as we were talking about the Loch Ness Monster. And they said, years ago, took my children to Penticton to visit Auntie. We read up on Ogopogo, and interestingly, researchers suggest there are caves leading to the Pacific Ocean from the Okanagan Lake, which locals believe the Ogopogo creature travels back and forth.
Okay.
You know what? I can believe that. It's not super far, and if there's some sort of a secret underground lake that goes from the Okanagan to the ocean.
Yeah, I don't know. See, I had heard of Ogopogo. I had never heard of this Turtle Lake monster, apparently.
Yeah, that I've heard about just over the past, I think, year or two, and I was like, that's pretty cool that we have our own. I feel like every province might have their own version of a Loch Ness monster, fairy tale to of some sorts.
Legend.
Yeah, so that's actually pretty cool. Thanks for sharing that story about Ogopogo.
Fox FM's Eddie Q is more than just a guy on the radio. He's also... that's just about it.
It's more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Just a reminder that tomorrow is the Yorkton Chamber of Commerce's Celebrate Success Business Awards at St. Mary's Cultural Center.
Yes, it's one of the chamber's biggest events of the year, honoring the best in business here in the community.
Yeah, it kicks off at 5 p.m. with cocktails, supper at 6:30, and 8 p.m. is when they're going to be presenting the awards. I'm actually going to be emceeing the event along with our coworker Tanya, who works at GX94 sister station. Station.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a fun time overall. We want you to come on out. It's not only if your business is nominated for this, of course you should come and see if you'll win, but it's also a fantastic networking opportunity.
Absolutely. You know, it's nice to share ideas and info and just meet some of your fellow business owners in the community that maybe you wouldn't have had a chance to previously, and just kind of in a relaxed atmosphere and just have a good time. And if you want to go, there are still some tickets available.
Yes. So if you want to go and grab your tickets, all you have to do is contact the chamber office. You can give them a call, 306-783-4368. Or you can just email. It's info@yorktonchamber.com. Highly encourage you to go. Again, if your business is nominated, make sure to grab yourself some tickets for some coworkers as well. Make sure to bring them with you and more. Again, all happening tomorrow. Hope to see you there.
When it comes to beard care, Eddie actually grooms his.
Reader's just too lazy to shave.
Fox FM.
Big shout out to Joe Beavers in Yorkton. They're going to be bringing us lunch this Friday. Always looking forward to the food that they bring us. Last time they got us like a giant thing of chicken fingers, some dipping sauces, and also their house-made chips, which are always delicious. And they can help you out with your staff lunch needs as well. Any of your catering needs too. They got you covered. So make sure to go and hit up Joe Beavers, check out their menu, give them a call, and talk to them about ordering something for your staff or just ordering something for a whole catering event. If you want more details, go to foxfmonline.ca or on the app and click on the Food for Work banner.
Some people dream of winning $1 million. Reader, he just wants a puppy.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Before I go, I just wanted to give you a heads up, a quick PSA. The student teacher benefit hockey game in Yorkton was unfortunately canceled this year, but efforts to raise money are still going for the beneficiaries. Fundraising efforts will be wrapping up this weekend with a Facebook online auction. So all you gotta do, you gotta visit the Facebook page called Yorkton Benefit Hockey Game, right? Then you just gotta find the auction album, the photo album, and bidding on items start this Friday, closing Sunday at 4 p.m. So make sure to go and check it out and bid on their items this Friday.
When Reader ordered a combo for two, Eddie found out they weren't gonna be sharing.
Oh no!
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.